Brandon, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you today.
I'm looking at the National Brain Tumor Society, and some of the information they have is a little startling. They say an estimated 700,000 Americans are living with a brain tumor. Some of the other research that we've seen shows that brain tumors are typically found in very young people and very old people. You had a bit of a different experience, didn't you?
I did. And, you know, when I was first diagnosed, I was in my early 30s, or my mid-30s, actually. And that's kind of the opposite of the range you were just talking about. And I've known people that were older that have them, and I know young people that are younger that have them.
Your story in particular, and when this all started happening to you, kind of happened at an interesting point in your life.
Yeah, it really did. My journey started out a little bit differently. In 2016 is kind of when all this began. In August of that year, I had weight loss surgery, gastric sleeve weight loss surgery. And, you know, a lot of things change when you have that kind of surgery. You process minerals and vitamins differently. So when I first started having symptoms of my brain tumor, I didn't really put that much thought into it because I thought, okay, my body's undergoing all these different types of changes, and I'm thinking, okay, it's probably something that, you know, is supposed to be happening. Well, the more it kept going, the more I realized, hey, this is not part of that. I was on vacation in October of 2016 with my wife, Stephanie, and we were down in South Carolina shopping at an outlet mall. And I was standing in the store doing what men do when we shop with women, holding her purse and holding some clothes. And all of a sudden, my head would only look to the right, and it felt like a jerking motion. Now, that was all in my head. That's what it felt like to me, my perception. But on the outside, it just looked like I had was just wandering in thought, like I had just gazed off in the distance and was just lost in thought for a minute. Because I asked Steph later, I said, hey, did you notice anything when we were in the store? She was like, no. He said, he was wandering off. And then I said, something is wrong. I said, we have to go to the doctor when we get back. Something is not right. And then we got back home and went to the doctor, and that's when he started running tests. He said, well, that's not normal even for this, so let's check some things out. Let's run some tests, and we'll see what's going on. Well, when the blood work came back fine, he kind of started to dig a little deeper. And when he did, he said, let's get an MRI. And they got the MRI the 1st of November, I'd say the first couple of weeks of November right there, and that's when I found the brain tumor.
So tell us, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing very well. You know, I'm basically at this point about 3 years. This December will be 3 years post-op. I was actually diagnosed with brain cancer in January. So this coming January will be 3 years diagnosis. I've had MRIs every 4 months. And so far, the scans have been good. And everything has gone well for me since the diagnosis.
Well, we are also glad to hear that. And not only have you been, I find this incredible, not only have you been continuing your weight loss journey, you've been recovering from a cancer diagnosis, you've continued to work the entire time. All of that is a lot for any person to do. But on top of all of that, you organize Relay for Life events for brain cancer awareness through all of it.
Yes, and actually, you know, I've always been active in Relay for Life. But after all of this, after this journey, we decided, my wife and I decided to start something that was just for brain cancer, just for brain cancer survivors. And there wasn't anything like that. So we thought it was past time to do that. Relay covers all cancer, but there wasn't anything specifically for brain cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, May is Brain Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm sure it's no coincidence that you just held your Gray Matters Relay for Life run May 18th.
Yeah, and that was a very big success. It's our second annual Gray Matters 5K, and each year we honor someone that has either lost their battle with a certain type of brain cancer or is still fighting. Unfortunately, the first two honorees we've had have passed on, but we had their families come, we honored them, and then, of course, we did the run. So last year was our first year, and we had 120 or so run with us that year. But this year, we are up to past 140, close to 150. So I think it's going to continue to get bigger every year. And it's amazing to see how many people have been affected by brain cancer here just in our region. And now people are coming from across the state, across several states, because this is a one-of-a-kind event that a lot of people are just now finding out about, and they want to come and support us because a lot of families have been affected by this.
If any of our listeners weren't able to take part in the Gray Matters run, what are some of the things that they can do to still support the cause?
Absolutely. There are many things you can do. Of course, it's Go Gray in May, so wear gray, take a picture, post it on social media. And here's the thing. May be the month for awareness, but we always say it's Gray Matters 365, not just in May. So it's always good to kind of bring awareness to this all year long, because here's the thing. Brain cancer research only accounts for 4% of all cancer research. So there are a lot of great organizations out there, the American Brain Tumor Association, the National Brain Tumor Society. They've always got research projects going on that you can donate. Half of the proceeds from last year's Gray Matters and this year's Gray Matters went to those both of those great organizations. And there are other ones. Find one that you have a common interest with. There are ones for certain types of brain tumors, and you can donate to them and help with the research costs, because we know that's immense and we know that it's underfunded.
Brandon, if people want to find you and learn more information about your next Gray Matters run or what you've got going on with Gray Matters, how can they find you?
We have a Facebook page that people can come over, visit. We post things on it about awareness and about our next race and things just throughout the year about what we're doing and what we're trying to get involved in. And you can search that. You can search Gray Matters Whitesburg.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Brandon, for talking with us.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.